Himself ransom and reconciliation for us. O tender love, I want all of you. I could not live if I thought I were to do without even a spark of you.
Thank you. basis, never ever got to sing an entire sentence. And I, as a bass, objected to that. But in fact, the same was true for the tenors and the altos and the sopranos. And so Pert really showed how you have to work together to have an organism function. Our prayers this evening are all drawn from the 1500s, from the Reformers. We've already had a prayer by Luther, and we'll have another. The second prayer that we'll have on this page is by Veit Dietrich, who is a housemate of Martin Luther and a confidant. Luther confided in him a lot and would talk over strategy with him. And then the third prayer in the series is by Catherine Clark. I don't think I've ever encountered a prayer by her before. Poor dear was the sixth wife of Henry VIII, the only one to outlive him. And he was her third husband. She had one to go. She was so devout. And she was the first woman to publish a book in English. And so I'm happy that we have a prayer. But these prayers illustrate, they may not speak the way we speak, but they show the spirituality of the time of the Reformation. So we will sing the refrain, "Out of the deep have I called you, O Lord." We'll sing it once. You'll, of course, study it, and then you'll join us thereafter.
Trust in your grace through the merit of your dear. Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever.
Oh, into your hands, Lord.